What's up, movie fans? It's Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It's Saturday, December 26th, the day after Christmas, so hopefully everybody had a Merry Christmas. If you don't celebrate Merry Christmas, well then, happy holidays, and if you don't celebrate the holidays, well, I don't know what to say. Just hey, there you go. It's time for another movie review, and I'm going to be talking about 2014's movie that I recently saw, Lucy, starring, oh my God, Scarlett Johansson. Yummy, yummy, yummy. And of course, Morgan Freeman. But let's go back to Scarlett Johansson. Oh, she's so hot. I love her. I wish I would have loved this movie as much as I love her, though. Oh, man. So, this movie, if you haven't seen it, let me tell you about it. And then for the people that have seen it, tell me if I'm right or wrong. Leave a comment. I don't know. So, people, this movie's about Scarlett Johansson. She's just like a regular girl, maybe a prostitute. I don't know. But she does things, which I wish she would have done things to me, but that's different. Yeah, that's a different thing. So basically she gets told by her kind of boyfriend. I don't know what it is. Boyfriend hits her up and says, I need you to carry this briefcase to this person in this building. And as she gets there, all hell breaks loose. And the main drug dealing guy pretty much gets her. And pretty much tells her, and makes her, she goes through some serious crap before the real crap hits, but then, she's basically told that she's gonna be a drug mule, and she's gonna have to sneak in these drugs into the U.S., or wherever she's going. I think it might be the U.S. or Paris, I don't know, she's going somewhere, along with, like, four other people as well. And that's pretty much her job. Well, then while she's about to get on the plane, she gets nabbed by some other drug dealers who beat her up. And as they're beating her up, the chemical that's inside her stomach leaks and she is given super X-Men powers. And she can do everything. She can fight badass. She's got she can move things, telekinesis and telepathy, and she's got the whole shebang. And she seriously can kick butt. It's almost like the origin of Black Widow, but it's not Black Widow. Because then it goes into a whole Matrix. Okay. So anyways, so after that happens, she hits up Morgan Freeman because he's like the smartest man when it comes to this kind of things, a neurologist and the mind and whatever. So she contacts him in a Matrix kind of way and they meet, and while all that's going down, the drug dealer wants his drugs, wants her, and all this other crap. And that's pretty much what the movie's about. Some of the stuff that I liked about it, Scarlett Johansson, there you go. Morgan Freeman, there you go. The fighting, it was cool. Not as much as I thought it was. After seeing the trailer back in the day when it came out, they show a lot of the stuff in the trailer that they showed them. I was like, this is it. I've already seen this crap in the trailer. So I was a little disappointed in that. I really thought it was going to be, I mean, I'm going to tell you something. When this movie came out, a lot of my friends were like, dude, you got to go see it. It's so badass. And I went in there going, this is going to be so badass. And my wife even sat down and she was like, what are you watching? I was like, Lucy, it's supposed to be badass. She's like, I don't understand why everybody likes this girl. I'm like, be quiet, woman. She's hot. But yeah, we were both kind of like, bleh. It was a good movie, like an average movie. You know, the stuff that I didn't like. Like I said, not enough action. I thought there was going to be more, but it takes a whole Matrix kind of computer and it goes into a really weird place. Like if I was doing drugs or drunk, I probably would have enjoyed it more because it really takes you on this psychedelic trip and makes you think. I mean, there was this one part, I got to go back. There was a part where it was like going back in the world. You just got to see. That was cool. That was cool. But everything, and then the computer at the end, people, and I'm talking to people now that have seen it, the whole thing, and then the hard drive, what? I don't know. I mean, maybe that's what it was supposed to be, this thinking kind of movie, action, sci-fi. I don't know, but I went in there thinking it was going to be like a Black Widow assassin kick ass, not the way it turned out to be. So I give this out of 5 popcorns, I give it a 3. It was a cool, average Scarlett Johansson movie. I mean, she was nice to look at, and that's the only reason why I liked it so much or kept on watching it, because I was just like, I'm so let down on this. But that is it, people, for my review. 3 out of 5 popcorns for Lucy. If you check it out, please let me know in the comments below or find me online and let me know. You can find me at my blog, iWatchMike.com. You can leave a comment right there. That's my blog. And you can find me on Twitter, Instagram at Mike the Movie Guy, and iWatchMike on Facebook. And that is it for this movie review. Oh, and don't forget, people, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. You can check out some of my sub-channels there. I've got my movie reviews. I've got A Pierce's Playground that I'm going to start back up. I know I'm behind. This baby, he just keeps me busy. My boy keeps me busy. And, of course, I have a bunch of TV shows there that I recap as well. So check that out as well. Okay, people? Have a good weekend. Have a good Saturday night. New Year's is around the corner. If I don't talk to you then, Happy New Year. But if those of you don't celebrate the New Year, well, then what the hell? All right? All right. I got to go. Bye-bye.